four, and we've recruited patients mainly, as I say, from our close working relationships with gynecological oncologists who refer us patients with CIN and VIN. It's particularly important, not so much for the patients with CIN, because the incidence of CIN when you've of AIN in patients with cervical disease is actually quite small. But if you've got patients who've got vulval disease, because of the proximity of the two areas, and also because of probably more local, more importantly about factors, local factors in the perianal skin, the patients who have VIN are more susceptible to the anal disease as well. So diagnosis of AIN really requires a high index of suspicion. And although you might be suspicious clinically, you have to have it confirmed histologically, even if you go in for all this fancy high-resolution anal colposcopy or endoscopy with acetic acid staining. The gold standard is still histological diagnosis for AIN. Other people have tried to avoid biopsy because they think that they can use cytology or cytology with HPV typing. But actually, most of the studies show that cytology, either with or without HPV typing, is not as good as histology. So we're still keeping our pathologists busy by sending them lots of biopsies. My preferred way of taking a biopsy is actually to use a 3mm corneal punch, because they're very sharp. They take a very discreet biopsy, which you can target to the worst affected area. And the pathologists find that an adequate way of getting a good biopsy which is not traumatized. Some of the tissular punches that the gynecologists use on the vulva and the cervix tend to sort of traumatize the biopsy a little bit, although they say that's because we're not very good at using them. I'm sure that's not the case. So over our period of sort of review, we've kept reviewing these patients with AIN3 at 6 monthly intervals by a single surgeon, and we started off taking photographs and mapping the disease. We tended to use colposcopy, but actually, really the value of acetic acid staining and the magnification for most of these lesions which are on the perianal skin is very questionable, and so we've gradually dropped the use of the colposcopy for anal margin lesions, although it is still useful for anal canal lesions.